Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. This is what you wrote. It is important to note that God didn't appear to a group of people and then offer a general invitation to follow. We should also observe that Abram didn't seek out God for a relationship. God approached him. It's doubtful right. that Abram had even heard of the one true creator before God at this point, true creator God before this point. By an act of pure grace, God dipped his hand into the idolatrous hole to select Abram out of all people. I would love for you just to say another word about the grace of God in that regard.
Well, think about it. Here is Abram and his father, Terah, and the family, neck deep in idolatry. That's Ur. Ur of the Chaldeans was the center of idolatry. He's neck deep in it. He's been in it for 75 years, Susie. We don't even know what Abram was like when he was 50, or a teenager, or 60. We meet him when he's 75, and the Lord says, I want to use you. I want you to follow me. And as you put it, Abram wasn't seeking God. Jesus told that to people. You weren't seeking me. I've sought you. I've found you. Mm. So he pulled Abram out. Abram believed God and was on his way to a destination. His wife is 65. He's 75. And from then on, there is this nomad walking into this amazing journey of faith. That's not just a subtitle. That's a true statement.
Amazing.
A nomad. He's like a Bedouin. You see him all over the Judean wilderness. There they are, living in a tent, going from one place to another, feeding their goats, and on and on. Abram was a Bedouin, and God gave him riches. God gave him favor. God gave him a great heart. God gave him a son. God never took his hand off of him because we read Abram believed God and it was counted to him for righteousness.
It's just a stunning story. In fact, when I consider God's instruction, leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family and go to the land that I will show you. Chuck, I start to feel a bit nauseous when I read that because I'm thinking, are you kidding me?
And you're not that old. I mean, and think about having a baby when you're 90 and your husband's 100.
Yeah.
I put it this way in our church. I said, just picture a old couple in the mall with a walker and a stroller. And they got both. And they look like great-great-grandparents, and it's there. Baby Isaac, whom they named Yitzchak. The Hebrew word means to laugh. Why? Because both of them laughed when the Lord says, you're going to have a baby now.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.